de demi-mort. Bienvenue à la demi-mort.
All right, that's Annie Bartholomew and Company singing Whitechapel Woman live. Where was that, Annie, recorded?
That was recorded in Montreal at Folk Alliance International. Got an ASCA grant to go there.
Very cool. Tell us about the crew that you recorded that with.
Just my Alaskan supergroup. Marion Call, of course, on vocals. Arkady Futterman on upright bass. And Kat Moore from the Super Saturated Sugar Strings playing piano. And Willie Carlisle, one of my friends from Arkansas. He was here for Folkfest. He was playing banjo on that one.
If you're just tuning in, this is Juno Afternoon here on Thursday, August 29th, and I'm your host today, Scott Burton. We're checking in with Annie Bartholomew. After 10 years in public media, she's moving on to focus on her music, this project in particular, Sisters of the Whitechapel. So we have this tune, Whitechapel Woman. This was recorded live. I know you're going to do some stuff with Justin Smith and Gustavus. Is this project going to have an end, and what might it look like? Or is this an ongoing thing?
It's like ongoing at this point. Recording is kind of the next step. I'm also going to the Alaska Historical Society conference next month in Kodiak to go present it for the historians, which I'm really scared about. I have like 10 more books to read. But there hopefully I'll meet some more mentors to help me bring this to life. And I have a lot of great ideas for like art installations, but I really like to adapt it into a stage show or a one-woman show where I could post up in a mining town or tour like mining towns in the lower 48. Because it's all kind of the same story. Gold or a resource is discovered, and the first women who go there are the hustlers, the entrepreneurs, and really honoring them.
It seems like you're – I think a lot of us have these stereotypes and imagery of that time and those individuals. Seems like you're trying to give voice to them in a way. Is that correct?
Oh, most certainly. You know, women were an underrepresented group, and a lot of gals had to change their names to protect themselves and their virtue if they ever wanted to have a normal life back when they got home. So, yeah, I'm trying to shed some light on that and share these stories and keep them from being forgotten and remember that time and acknowledge what has changed and what really hasn't changed.
All right. If we want to find more about this project, where can we find it?
You can go to my website, anniebegood.com/Sisters of Whitechapel.
All right. And when can we see you play live again?
I don't know.
Take a few weeks off.
Maybe a few weeks off. Seems like you've been busy.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure that we'll hear about it either here on KTOO or KXLL. I think we're going to go out on a tune called Last Confession. You want to set us up for that?
Yeah, this is one I recorded last October with Justin Smith in a house here in Juneau. It's solo acoustic. And I just wanted to thank all of our wonderful volunteers, our donors and members who've made my time at KTO so wonderful, and this great family here that I have.
Well, thank you, Annie. We can't thank you enough for all you've done for public media for over 10 years, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you around.
When I die in this cabin, when the old gold comes for me, well, I'm bracing as an old friend. Will I turn around and flee?